Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Tuesday, the 21st of June. Firstly, some more updates from the Pope's tour of San Marino on the weekend. H2O News was there, and they have the following reports.
Hedonistic models which cloud the mind and threaten to undo all morality. The temptation to believe that the wealth of man is not faith, but his personal and social influence. The crisis of many families, aggravated by the widespread psychological and spiritual fragility of spouses and precarious work. With these words, Benedict XVI enumerated the many challenges that also exist in the Diocese of San Marino Montefeltro, where he made a pastoral visit at the weekend. Celebrating the Holy Mass at the stadium in Serraville on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, the Pope invited everyone to look with confidence to the richness of its own history, marked by an unmistakable faith of the stonemason saints Marino and Leo. Appreciating and nurturing this legacy is the only way to unmask today's presumed wealth, which is inconsistent and incapable of containing the great promise of truth, goodness, beauty, and justice. The love of God, assured the Pope, never disappoints because it is a merciful love that conquers sin, covers it, eliminates it. We have a God who refuses to destroy the sinner, Benedict XVI said, and wants to show his love in an even more profound and surprising manner to the sinner in order to offer the possibility of conversion and forgiveness.
The freedom which institutions are called to promote and defend on a social level manifests one greater and more profound, that freedom animated by the Spirit of God, whose life-giving presence in man's heart gives to his will the capacity to orient itself toward and determine itself for the good. Benedict XVI said this during the official visit to San Marino. After a brief private meeting with the captain's regent of the Little Republic, the Pope gave an address to the members of the government, of the Congress, and to the representatives of the diplomatic corps in the hall of the Great and General Council. The Pope invited all to face with courage and a sense of responsibility the problems from which not even Mount Titano is spared. In particular, the Pontiff thought of the protection of human life from conception to its natural end, and of the protection of the family, ever more often today put in question, as if in the attempt to disavow its undeniable value. Suffering the consequences, Benedict XVI pointed out, are the weakest levels of society, especially the young generation, more vulnerable and therefore more exposed to disorientation, to self-marginalization, and to the slavery of addictions. It is important to recognize that the family, as God has constituted, he insisted, is the principal thing which is able to promote harmonious growth and permit free and responsible people to mature, formed by profound and perennial values. The Pope then addressed to them words of encouragement, recalling the Christian roots of this noble republic, constituted precisely because of the preaching of St. Marino.
They also followed the Holy Father to the Italian town of Penabili, where he met thousands of young people.
Your heart is a window open to the infinite. Benedict XVI meets in Penabili the youth of the Diocese of San Marino Montefeltro and encourages them to ask serious questions of life without fear of the inquietude which meanders between thoughts. Man, in fact, cannot live without searching for the truth about himself. Important above all is not stopping with partial immediate answers that do not bring the true joy of living. The human experience is a reality which unites us all, the Pontiff said with paternal affection to the youths gathered in Vittorio Emanuele Square. But we are able to give various levels of meaning to it. The risk, he continued, is always that of remaining imprisoned to the world of things, of the relative, of the useful, losing sensibility for that which belongs to our spiritual dimension. It is not that we must despise the use of reason or reject scientific progress, so much as understanding that each of us has not only a horizontal dimension, but also a vertical one. The words of Christ show that our life finds meaning in the mystery of God, which is love, the Pontiff concluded. Do not be afraid to face difficult situations, moments of crisis, the trials of life, because the Lord stands by you, is with you.
Hong Kong Catholics are calling for the release of religious detainees and will stage a rally on the 29th of June to call for greater freedom for Catholics. Monsignor Su Zimin, Bishop of Baoding, Monsignor Cosmas Shi Engxian, Bishop of Yixian, Father Lu Zhenjun, Vicar General of Baoding, and Father Wang Lifeng of Zhending are among those in jail or who have disappeared. Another priest, Father Joseph Chen Hailong, disappeared in April and his family still does not know where he is. And another, Father Zhang, who was detained between January and April, was tortured. On the 29th of June, the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul, Cardinal Joseph Zhen Zekion, Bishop Emeritus of Hong Kong, will preside over a mass in Hong Kong and lead a protest rally to the China Liaison Office in the former British Crown Colony to demand Father Chen's release and that of all the other Catholic priests and bishops. It will also be an occasion to remember all the Catholics who suffer in China. Aftershocks continue to rattle Christchurch, with more than 7,000 recorded since last September's 7.1 magnitude Canterbury earthquake. The Marist priest, Father Paul Shanahan, the National Director of Pontifical Mission Societies in New Zealand, has told the FIDES news agency about the water leaks, job losses, smelly mud and damaged buildings that are affecting the people of Christchurch. He also said that thousands of people are suffering post-traumatic stress symptoms, especially where homes have been damaged. He asked for prayers for all these people who are undergoing such great trials. In a strongly worded address to the United Nations this week, Archbishop Frances Chulicut, a permanent observer representing the Holy See, emphasised and explained the official position of the Catholic Church in response to the adoption of the political declaration on HIV/AIDS. He said prevention programs of education in human sexuality should not try to convince the world that risky and dangerous behaviour forms part of an acceptable lifestyle, but rather that abstinence before marriage and respect and mutual fidelity within marriage is the only safe and completely reliable way of preventing HIV/AIDS. A conference currently taking place in Venice is examining the role that Christian humanism can play in the Arab Spring, currently taking place around North Africa and the Middle East. The meeting has been organised by the scientific journal Oasis and will end tomorrow. It brings together church leaders from Egypt, Tunisia, Syria, Kuwait and Abu Dhabi, as well as academics from various parts of the world. To discuss the topic, where is the Middle East heading? New secularism and North Africa's unexpected turn. The Patriarch of Venice, Cardinal Angelo Scola, said that the Arab Spring is bringing forth a new secularism that is rooted not in Islamic religion, but in the search of human dignity as people react to the humiliation of poverty and the lack of rights. At the same time, he looked at the problem from a European perspective, a continent that he said was tired, passive, dissipated and divided, which is focused only on the flow of refugees that reach its shores, which is only a few thousand, oblivious to the fact that poverty-stricken Tunisia has welcomed 10 times that number. The answer is a new economic reason, as outlined by Pope Benedict XVI in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate, whose focal point is the development of Africa and the need to go beyond the globalization of goods and people to include the globalization of riches and values. Monsignor Maroun Laham, Archbishop of Tunis, talked about the Church's marginal role in the Arab Spring in Tunisia, describing it, however, as an example of the seeds of the kingdom outside the borders of the Church. Olivia Roy, professor at the European University Institute in Florence, said the Arab Spring fills him with optimism because it is rooted in individuals demanding their rights rather than political groups demanding their honour. He said it has undermined political Islam and supports personal dignity. And just briefly, 20,000 priests are now expected for World Youth Day in August this year, and the Church of England has decided to allow celibate gay men to become bishops, acknowledging the impact of the Equality Act in requiring an update of its rules on the advancement of homosexuals. That's it for today's program. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.